I want to put the introduction.
Tire away at the schmooze of Amanda Chizik. Wednesday, the 21st of October, Chas Cheshvan. Our Shabbos table.
Bereshus, Oilem have come together. We're going to talk today, Siyata Dishmaya, about the Inyan of what a Shabbos table is. Now, I'll tell you about Gdoma, that tonight's shiur came to me mainly at about 2:30 Shabbos morning. It started Bemis, late mid-Friday night. I had to call Hatzolah, my young son, Bosch, and his fine, is on the mend. And we had to take him into hospital by ambulance. And as I was there, with plenty of time on my hands, no swarm around me, I was thinking, what is Shabbos? And what does Shabbos do for us? What's it meant to do for us? What is our avoda as responsible adults, as Bnei Torah, come together to mechazek an inyan of Shabbos? What can we do? What do we need to do for Shabbos? I'll tell you about Hakdoma, a gemara that came to mind last week. It was Parshas Noach, and I was thinking, Chazal tell us, the Torah HaKadosh tells us, the measurements of the teva, 300 amos long, 50 wide, 30 high. But there was an animal that simply didn't fit in to the teva. The Gemara tells us, the Re'im, and I can't translate it for you any better than the art scroll who just writes Re'im, the Re'im didn't fit into the teva. So how did the Re'im survive? How did the Re'im survive the teva? How did the Re'im survive the Mabul? Re'im. So there's two opinions.
You said it survived
them. Well, the Gemara says. So one of two things happened. Either, Shlait and Gemara, the Re'im, Noach took in only the baby Re'ims, the little ones, and they, a male, a female, and they continued after the Mabul. Alternatively, Shlait and Gemara, another opinion may have been, says the Gemara, that Noach didn't take in the baby Re'ims. Noach may have brought in the adult as well. How did it fit in? So the Gemara says, similar to what you're saying, Avmoisha, similar. The Gemara says, Noach put his head inside the front door of the teva. When the head of the animal, the Re'im, stayed in the teva, while the rest of the body sort of floated along with. So Mahalach in the Gemara, that the Re'im had his head inside the teva, while the body of the Re'im was left floundering in the sulfuric waters outside.
Boiling hot.
Hot water. Chamit Tavari, Rashi says.
Cool water.
So it was different parts, but most of the water was boiling hot. Chamet Varia, Rashi and Asi's Parsha. So the Imri Noyam says as follows. He asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a massive ness, the ness of looking after Noyach inside the Tevor, the ness of destroying the world. He couldn't sort out the Re'im in any more modern manner than having a head inside and the body outside. If you excuse the expression, it's far too yeshivish. You know, you go and try and fit yourself in a car, there's not enough room for the luggage, you hold the luggage outside the window, it doesn't really look right. You strap the luggage onto the cars, you know, people go on holidays with suitcases piled high with some sort of cheap string holding it on. The Re'im had to literally live like that for over a year, Gaboisai, over a year. If it's for 10 minutes, it's Einzach. For over a year, head inside the table, and the body outside. I'll tell you more. The entire Teva was none other than Shabbos Kodesh. The Teva had a din of Shabbos. It's brought down a Sforim. Noach built a Teva, and the Torah says, Tzoyhar ta'aseh la'Teva. He had to make a Tzoyhar on the Teva. If we're good enough for Gematrias, you add the word tsoihar, tsadi hei resh, to the word teva, tof veis hei, it equals 702. Which, Rabbi Yisai, is the same as the word Shabbos. Tzoyhar and Teva is Shabbos. Noach built a mini Shabbos. He built a room which contained within it Kedushas Shabbos. It goes more than that. It goes deeper. The Pasuk tells us, Vatovoy Elov Hayoino Le'Iserev. The Yoino came down Le'Iserev. And many Mepharshim say, it's the Yavetz. The Yavetz says that Noach sent out this little dove, not just on a random day of the week, but Noach waited 7 days. Vayochel Noach Shivas Yomim. Noach waited 7 days before he sent out the dove. State in Yavetz, it's a Yavetz who says, the day Noach sent it out was Shabbos. The Teva was a Shabbos room. The Teva had Kedusha Shabbos. And Noach sent out the little dove, this little Yoino, on Shabbos. He says, the Yavetz, the Yoino refused to be Mechalo Shabbos. Yet. The Yoino refused to pluck a leaf. The Yoino refused to pull off an olive branch on Shabbos. Vatovoy Elov Hayoino Le'es Erev. The Yoino came back on Motzen Shabbos. Vehine Ale Zayis Torov Befiho. The Yoino waited for an opportune moment. Motzen Shabbos. But not Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Shabbos is no Chilal Shabbos. Vatovoy Elov Hayoino Le'es Erev. Vehine Ale Zayis. The Yavetz goes further. He quotes from Kadmoinim. I'm trying to be Mavarer. If you can help me, I'd appreciate it. The Yavetz brings that until this very day, until today, the Dav is not Mechalal Shabbos. A Dav will never break off anything from Shabbos. And if a Dav is offered food, the Dav recognizes which food has had any Chilul Shabbos involvement, and the Dav won't take it. And we mechaven to that in Zmeiras. Yoino, when we sing this week, Yoino Motzo Voimo Noach. That's the Yoino of the Teva of Noach, who left the Tzoyhar Teva, who left the room of Shabbos, and went out, and was mechabed Shabbos in the empty world, in a world of desolation, a world of destruction, a world of emptiness. But the Yoino was Mechabed Shabbos Koroi. Yoino Motzo Voimo Noach. Now let's go further. If the Yoino went out as Mechabed Shabbos, it goes further than that. We wondered at the beginning. We need to ask, we need to clarify. What is the tachlis of the ness, of the Re'im sticking his head inside the door of the Teva? Make a bigger Teva. 300 amos is already phenomenally large. And Rabbi Sanoich had 120 years. So even if he wasn't a major expert in DIY, given 120 years, I'm sure we could also do the same. And I'm the first to admit, I'm rubbish at DIY. I'm the first to admit it. I won't even attempt to put up a clock because I ruin the wall before I start. I've got neighbours, good neighbours who'll come and help me. Kenisht. Think of Noach. He had 120 years. I'm sure with that time frame, we could have built a Teva. 120 years. So build a little bit bigger. So open up, broaden out, fit in the Re'im. But no. The Re'im's got to go with his head in the Teva and body swimming along. Lomo. Why? What's the tachlis? Says the Imrei Noyam from the Jikava, a moire dika pshat rabbeisai. And it's a hischaivus, it's a mechayiv to all of us. It's a mechayiv to every one of us here this evening. Says the Jikava, I'll tell you why. The Torah HaGdoisha knows. The Torah HaGdoisha knew. And the Torah knows all of us. And the Torah understands and reckons that we're busy people, and while Shabbos is Shabbos, the weekday is the weekday. And the Torah is understanding. Zog de Torah HaKdoisha. That's not the way to live a life. If your head is in Shabbos, your body can be in the week, and you can survive if you're thinking about Shabbos all week round. If a person lives B'Kedushas Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, and already on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday belongs to previous Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the next Shabbos, and we understand that if your head is in Shabbos, your body can be in the weekday, but your head must always remain attached to Shabbos. And it's your responsibility, Rabbosai. It's your responsibility to make sure your children share that. They share the love for Shabbos. I hear the other side. I hear from teenagers, not so much in the Frum community, but I hear from boys who can't wait for Shabbos to go out so they can get back into their iPhones and their Facebook accounts. And I'll say openly, because we don't know who we're talking about, I put responsibility, I'm sorry, solely on the parents. If their Shabbos table isn't pleasant enough, that the children want to go away, there's an achraya somewhere. As parents, it's our responsibility to make sure Shabbos is that pleasant, that even the weekdays we're thinking about Shabbos. How many of you take your children shopping on a Thursday and Friday, let's buy something for Shabbos, involve them in Shabbos? And I'm not saying it's easy, but I'll give you a moshel. Imagine it's a 2-day Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos. I assure you, at least a week in advance, your wives have thought of the menu. They will not be serving, I assure you, the same meal 6 meals in a row, because it's boring. Fair enough. I think we can all acknowledge that. At least the dessert is different. It's not the same meal. Even Friday night and Shabbos lunch is different. Yaboisai, I don't want answers. It's rhetorical, and I'm asking myself the question like I'm asking you. And I'm talking to myself as well. How many of us prepare our side of the Shabbos table? How many of us thought of Shabbos in the weekday to prepare questions for Shabbos? Interesting questions, challenging questions, inspiring questions, and enchanting stories for Shabbos. They're bestsellers. Keep a child at the table with a story. I'll tell you what I do, Rabbi Yisai. For the moment I've eaten enough challah, I've already launched into a story. I don't wait till everyone's got challah. I'm gone. Because while they're quiet, it's a perfect time to start. I start. Then we get as much as we can before they want to go and play. And it's fine to go and play. But the Shabbos table is not a place where there's criticisms. And I say openly, I'm not a fan of any father who says he tests his children. Tests are for school. Learn with your child. Go through the questions. If they don't know them, tell it to them. It's your achrayus. You want them to look forward to Shabbos in the weekday. The re'im. Survive the weekday mabul by having his head inside the teva, which was Shabbos. And we live with our boys in a world that isn't conducive to a Torah upbringing. It isn't. Whichever part of the world we're in, we think we're secluded in a Frum community. The posters in the streets are not conducive to bringing up a Torah family. They're not. It's all against us. You know, the Chofetz Chaim was approached by a lady. The Chofetz Chaim. This is before, talking about the things that happened just between the two world wars. And the Chofetz Chaim said to a lady who couldn't have children, he said, "You know how difficult it is to bring up a child now," said the Chofetz Chaim. "Why are you begging the Rebbeinu Shlomo?" Pelodic words. Pelodic. What would Moron, the Saba Kadisha of Radin, say to us today? The world is terrible. There's a mubble outside. I was walking on Shabbos past a bus. I don't normally walk past a bus. And I'll tell you what I observed, Mr. Omar, you see it the whole time. Every single person, everyone except the driver, I hope. Mina'ar va'ad kotoin, from young to old, every single person, child and adult, was glued to their phone. It's not easy. And we live in a world, and we want to mechanech our children al pi derech ha-Torah, al pikadusha v'tahara. Bring Shabbos into the weekday. Take your child with you for Shabbos. Let them choose something nice for Shabbos. Let your Shabbos spread to the weekday. Not chas v'sholem, when in Shabbos they're thinking of the weekday. On the weekday, be thinking about Shabbos. Tell you, Maisa, with Sukkos this year, first night Chol HaMoed, a gentleman who I've known for many years shared with me a story. Ever so Maisa, Maisa. This year, it's about a couple of years, 2 or 3 years older than me. He shared with me an interesting Maisa. He told me after his chasana, Maisa, he told me, he lived in Islington. Wasn't from. For the Stafford Hills among us, we know where Islington is. For the Golders Green among us, I think we have to say it's somewhere near Arsenal. I don't know exactly, but it's somewhere in that area. Islington. It's not a mockery, I think, of many from Eden. I don't think he davened a million. It wasn't really his scene. I'll tell you, Maisa, sorry. He told me, Maisa, his oldest is a boy. He's about 22 there. Boy was born on Shabbos. Shteitzach had arranged a bris, but he wasn't very committed. Wednesday before the bris, he gets a phone call from his wife's cousin in Stafford Hill. She said, "You know, you're going to arrange a bris." Of course, she said, "You won't get a moil walking out to Islington on Shabbos. Shalom Zachar, forget about." He said, "Well, what should I do?" So the family said, "I know who the Stafford Hill family were." They said, "Come round to us for Shabbos. Come round to us for Shabbos. We'll make the Shalom Zacha, we'll arrange a moil, and go back to Islington on Shabbos for Kachava." He said he was so taken in by the Shabbos in Islington, by the Shabbos in Stamford Hill, 20-something years ago. He's a frum yid, walks our streets, walks our walk, talks our talk, his son's in yeshiva. From what? One Shabbos. I wasn't there to see what the Shabbos looked like. But Shabbos is to be a koyach that pulls to the weekday, not chas v'sholom faket. The koyach of Shabbos has to be that in the weekdays, we're thinking, looking forward, talking, breathing Shabbos. We've got to spread that affection to others. It's our responsibility. If the Re'im survived the floodwaters by his head in Shabbos, says the Imrei Noyam, it's a message for us. Our heads, yes, we're in business. Yes, we've got things to do. Yes, we have meetings. And yes, we have schedules and deadlines. But where's your head? What are you talking about? Shabbos. Soon be Shabbos. And involve the young ones with Shabbos. Shabbos has to spread. It's got to be contagious. It has to be infectious. You know, the world presumes that Edmund Hillary, who was then later called Sir Edmund Hillary, the world assumes he was the first one to climb Mount Everest. In the mid-50s, in the 1950s, the world says over, the world believes Sir Edmund Hillary was the first to climb Mount Everest. It's also developed, and I'm not coming to tell you anything different, but you have to hear out what happened. Edmund Hillary, Tucker climbed Everest. But he wasn't the first to attempt it. 30 years before him, George Mallory made an attempt and died on the cold slopes of Everest. And therefore credit was given to Sir Edmund Hillary for being the first to ascend the peak of Everest. As Isaac developed, until recently, it's transpired that certain tests after George Mallory's body was found on the mountain, and it was presumed he'd died on the ascent, tests were done on his body, and it was proven that he'd reached. Sorry?
He summited.
He had got to the top, and he died on the way down. And the world literally crashed upon Sir Edmund Hillary. They wanted to strip him of his title. Until now, I'm the boss. All of a sudden now, nothing. And Sir Edmund Hillary said a fantastic vort. He said, who said getting to the top of Everest is good enough? You got to get there and you got to come back and tell people. To get to the top, okay. So George Mallory got there before me. But I got there and I stayed there and I came back and told everyone I'm better than him. And he's kept his title. Isn't that the posuk? Mi yale lonu hashamaymo. Mi yale b'har Hashem. But umi yokum. Who can sustain? Who can keep intact? Who can hold with the heights that he managed to achieve? Yabosai. It's just an analogy, but it's a thought. If our Shabbos is a Shabbos, and I'm scared to say this, but if it's just a Shabbos, if it's just a Shabbos, where the Shabbos is Shabbos, and there's no zeich of it on Matzah Shabbos, it's all over, and nothing's been injected into anyone else in the family from Shabbos, with George Mallory, you made it to the top, but no one knows about it. What do we have from it? Sir Edmund Hillary got there and he came back and told us. Miyale Bahai Hashem Umiyokum Bimkoim Kodshoi. I'm not saying it's easy to celebrate the Shabbos. And I'm saying it's even harder if you want to inspire and continue to lead by example so that your Shabbos table is one where children enjoy, where there's no criticism, where you ignore little things because it's Shabbos. And if a child uses a fork or their fingers instead of the knife, it doesn't matter. It's Shabbos that's what counts. The feeling and the warmth and the atmosphere need to be created. Your wives create the food that doesn't exempt any one of you from not giving it half an hour minimum of thought of what are you going to say at your Shabbos table. And when I see a good story in the week, I've got a little paper in my pocket, I make a note, and it goes down. And it was at Shabbos. I can't remember on Shabbos everything I want to say. I make little notes, little interesting things. And the world is massive. The availability today to soak up quality things to say over is literally the press of a button. We can all log in. There's some fantastic sites that host beautiful questions. Thinking questions. Answers aren't important. Thinking. Making a quiz. Not competition. Not competitive. Interesting, challenging, letting the children develop, understand the beauty of Shabbos. Where Motzah Shabbos, they should be saying, oh, we enjoyed it. And then you know you succeeded. I'm not saying it's easy. But it's nachrayas. If your wives prepare different menus for Shabbos meals, can we just be the same monotonous old father sitting at the Shabbos table, kiddush, challah, next, one's mir, here, there, but what's there for the child? It's got to continue. The Meshech Chochma is interesting because last night, one of my Tamidim, who was just bar mitzvah, asked me to look through his swan that he had. He'd made a box of swan he was giving back, and he wanted my approval of which swan he felt he wouldn't be needing. He'd give back and change for others. So he made a list of swam he wanted, and he boxed up the swam he wanted to send back. I pulled one out. The Meshech Chochma in a box. I said, that's not going back. That's going nowhere. It's going back on your shelf. I said, you might not appreciate it this year or next year, but you're not going to have a home without the Meshech Chochma. Let me share with you a thought for the Meshech Chochma. He asks a peledik akash on Shabbos. The kash is fantastic. And if I wouldn't give you the answer, but Emesia Boyesai, it should keep you up at night. His question's that good. He asks that he doesn't understand Shabbos. He tells us two facts. Each fact you know, but you put the two together and you've been played off the park. Number one, he said, we all know, Letzoyach, a child, Letzoyach Sakona, if there's any remote Shaila, of danger to life, Chilul Shabbos. We all know that. But you will understand, the moment there's a shaila of child's health, adult health, health, oh, no, Shabbos. Push away Shabbos, a yid, a Yiddish life. So what's more important, a yid or Shabbos? A yid. Maskum. A yid's more important. Shabbos gets pushed away. Shabbos gets relegated for the yid. But on the other side of the coin, we've got an opposite scenario. What happens in a different case? What happens, Rabbi Yosai? If somebody's mechallel Shabbos, he didn't keep Shabbos, we take away the life. So what's more important? Shabbos. Shabbos is more important. If he doesn't keep Shabbos, his life's taken away. So now put the two together. Shabbos is more choshev than Yiddish life. Tiny the Meshech Chochmah, what's the balance? Where's the emes? What is it? How does it work? Shabbos or Yid? Shabbos or life? Life or Shabbos? So the Heilige Meshech Chochmah. So the Heilige Meshech Chochmah. A Yid has more Kedusha than Shabbos. If he keeps Shabbos. If a Yid is Shomer Shabbos, Kados Mechaleloi, then his life is worth far more than Shabbos. It's a Yid mit Shabbos. Then his life is worth so much more than Shabbos. Yachmona litzlon when a Yid doesn't keep Shabbos is a garnished, and his life is taken away for not being mechabed Shabbos kaloi. I saw just this evening, maybe it's a famous line. I saw a fantastic line. Maybe you know it. I hadn't seen it till tonight. More than the people have kept Shabbos, Shabbos has kept the people. Ki eshmer o Shabbos, keil yishmerei, Hashem looks after me. Don't we want the brochas that the Torah showers upon people? Or mekadei Shabbos karoi. Icha gekent hayid, a leibshenisht. I won't say his name. You'll understand in a minute why. But I knew him personally. And a boy said, the only around here know I don't like saying stories. Just random stories about a random person somewhere. But I'm not saying his name, I know him personally. He lived about 10 years ago. Elechid. Davened in the same base of Medrash when I was growing up. And he told me that after the war, he told to me personally, and it to be true, he had a massive business. I know the name of his company. Massive business. He was open Monday to Saturday and closed Sunday. The Nisoyim was great. It was after the war. He was open Shabbos. And there were people in the community who begged him, close Saturday, open Sunday. And he said, Shabbos is my best business day. It's his best business day. But a Yid at heart, a good Yid at heart, he finally relented. He closed Shabbos. He opened Sunday instead. Hotemir gesagt, from closing on Shabbos, which was his busiest day, and opened on Sunday, he got one solitary customer the entire Sunday. And he earned 50 pence all day. That was it. He said from the hundreds of pounds he made on Shabbos, he made 50. Hotemir gesagt, person he told me. He said, but do you know what I've got in return? I've got Doigus Yeshoim, and I know his family. I know this Yid. He's now Beginze Meroimim. This Yid kept Shabbos. I was machabed it with Alan Nisyonis. Where's the Yid today? Beginze Meroimim. But his Doigus are beautiful. Everyone's a Peri. Einiklech, Einiklech. But when he left over, he was machabed Shabbos Karoy. And all his family know the story. They know more details than I do. They know that their Zayda, their elder Zayda, kept Shabbos. And it wasn't easy. And from Shemaim, he's smiling down at them. Does his Shabbos. I once heard from Ramot Chamiller, Zatzal from Gateshead, the Rav Gateshead Seb, Alter Rav Miller Zatzal, He said over an interesting thought. Chazal tell us that there was a time in Jewish history when they wanted to bury Sefer Koheles. Sefer Koheles, the Chachomim wanted to bury it. And there are many reasons given as to why they wanted to be goyners. Yena, Sefer. And one of the reasons is that they found many contradictions in the Pesukim. For example, at one point of Koheles it says, what is simcha mazu? What is simcha? What is happiness? What is simcha? Later, Shlomo HaMelech extols simcha. He sings the praises. He says, "V'ra'isi, what I've seen, the greatness of simcha, of joy. It's an amazing accomplishment." But earlier he said, simcha mazu oisa. In the end, Sefer Koheles wasn't nignaz. For Raya, we learn it on Sukkos. So Gemot Chemele asked us in Yeshiva. He gave a shir in his home every second Wednesday night. In his home, to Baruchim wanted to come. It was only allowed during supper time. But it wasn't a very big nesoyin to give up Yeshiva Gedolah supper for Gemot Chemele shir. The two weren't quite equal. The Yeshiva supper I could get another time. But Gemot Chemele shir were illuminating. He said, "What's that? What's the answer? Lemaisa, the stira. Lemaisa, the psukim contradict each other. Is simcha great or simcha isn't not great? What is it?" So he said the yisoid gaboisa, which is what we're discussing. He said simcha, which is confined just to the moment that you're enjoying it. But the simcha mazoisa, what is it? I'll give you a moshul. You take a child to a theme park, and b'shas he's there on the hair raising. White knuckle roller coaster rides, he's screaming with thrill, or not. The minute he comes home, vos hotef from them. What's he got? Memories for half an hour later, till he tells his friends. A week later, hotef garnished. Or the simcha mazoisa. That's not simcha. Vos is simcha. When simcha continues, when a person was uplifted by a thought, by an idea, by a niggun, and he can continue echoing and bouncing off the idea and the simcha that he heard. You go to Simcha Space of Sheva, and the music's ringing in your ears a week later. Oh, I enjoyed that. Dos is simcha, which Shlomo HaMelech sings the praises of. And dos is Shabbos. Now, boy said, dos is Shabbos Kodesh. If the Shabbos Kodesh that we celebrate is confined to Shabbos, and doesn't extend to the weekday, how can we survive in the weekday? The Re'im survived because his head was in Shabbos. It goes weiter. And both sides weiter. Let's go back to Noach's Teva for a moment. The Chizkuni has a different touch to Rashi. Rashi says, Tzoyha ta se la tevo. Says Rashi, what's a Tzoyha? Either a light or a window, a diamond or a window. The Cheskuni says no. Tzoyha is from the word yitzhor, oil. Says the Cheskuni that Noach brought oil into the Teva to give him light. Says the Kliyoko, the dove went out. He doesn't discuss Shabbos. The dove went out and knew that Noach needed oil for light. So she came back le'es erev in the evening with an olive branch to give light. So she stayed in the kliyoko for the Noach's dark nights at the table. But I saw brought down, Noach didn't need this. Noach had already had enough oil. And the dove brings Noach a little more oil, but he didn't need it. So Noach took the jug of oil and he gave it to his son. This little jug of oil, which we discussed before the Yoino kept Shabbos for. Yoino motzovoy monoyach. Le'is erev. And gave it to Shem, who gave it to Avraham, and passed it through the Ushpizin till David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdosh, but he dug the foundations. And in the foundations, he hid away the jug of oil. till Zman Bayis Sheni. The Zman of Bayis Sheni. Doigi Doigus later. A long time later. Bezman Bayis Sheni, Bezman Chanukah, when the Greeks were Matame the Beis Hamikdash. And they dug around and found one little jug of oil, that jug, from Noach. It's loy lechinom that Noach is Rosh HaTevus near Chanukah. That little jug of oil, that little jug of oil, which the Yoina was Mekadosh Shabbos over, was stretched into doigi doigus later. When we are Mekadosh Shabbos in our homes, and we infuse the beauty of Shabbos to those nearest and dearest to us, then we're not just doing a favor for ourselves, we're doing a favor for ourselves long term. When those that next day keep Shabbos in our zechus, we're extending and expanding Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't live just for the one day a week. It's minei misporchen steht in Zoya. My name is Sporchen Kol Shittin Yoimim. All 6 days are blessed by Kedusha Shabbos. Now, boy, if the dove kept Shabbos, don't we have an achrayas to be a little bit better, a little bit stronger, on making sure that those around us enjoy the Shabbos, so we could be proud of the next day just as much as Yeni Yid, or Sotan Yetz Alech Tegan Eden, to Matakazoy Chazayim, the Shabbos, to spend it by Kedusha, but put in the effort, prepare a story, but nice questions. They're so easy, but it just takes hachona. A little bit of preparation, and you can find things so nice and so pleasant to say over. So Mataka Zoychazayin, the Shabbos should be one of Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
Marv? Okay.